Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of dopamine hacking. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, kinda caught up in the whirlwind of life? Like you're reacting instead of truly living? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into something super powerful today. Building self-awareness through meditation and reflection. Think of it as the GPS for your soul, helping you navigate this crazy thing called life with more intention and clarity. Trust me, this isn't about becoming some Zen master who floats on clouds, although that sounds pretty nice. It's about taking a few moments to check in with yourself, understand your patterns, and ultimately make choices that align with who you truly are. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Meditation? Sounds like a total snoozefest, right? Not at all. Think of it more like a mental workout, something that strengthens your ability to focus, manage stress, and even boost your creativity. And reflection? It's simply taking the time to process your thoughts and feelings, kind of like having a heart-to-heart with yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind. First up, understanding your triggers is key. Ever notice how certain situations or people seem to send you into overdrive? Maybe it's a particular type of criticism, a crowded space, or even just scrolling through social media for too long. Recognizing these triggers helps you create boundaries and manage those reactions before they take over. Imagine being able to navigate those tricky situations with more grace and composure. That's the power of self-awareness. Second, paying attention to your body is crucial. I'm not talking about becoming a fitness fanatic, although that's awesome too. I mean, really tuning into how you feel physically. When are you energized? When do you feel sluggish? Do certain activities make your heart race or leave you feeling relaxed? This connection between mind and body can give you incredible insights into what truly nourishes you both mentally and physically. Third, journaling is like having a personal therapist in your pocket. It's a safe space to pour out your thoughts, feelings, and even those crazy dreams that seem to have a life of their own. You might be surprised at the patterns and themes that emerge when you start writing regularly. It's amazing how often we uncover hidden truths about ourselves just by putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. Fourth, asking yourself powerful questions is a game changer. Instead of just going through the motions, try asking yourself, what am I truly passionate about? What values guide my decisions? What brings me joy? These thought-provoking questions can help you align your actions with your deepest desires and create a life that feels more authentic and fulfilling. Finally, don't underestimate the power of solitude. It's not always easy in our constantly connected world, but taking time for yourself, even just 10 minutes a day, can make a world of difference. Go for a walk in nature, curl up with a good book, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts. This quiet reflection can help you recharge, gain clarity, and connect more deeply with yourself. Let's talk about a real-world scenario that most of us have experienced. Imagine you're at work and suddenly feel overwhelmed by stress. You might start feeling impatient, snappy, or even physically tense. But if you take a few moments to pause and check in with yourself, ask yourself what's causing the stress, how your body feels, and what you need in that moment, you can respond more constructively. Maybe it's a quick walk to clear your head, a deep breath to calm your nerves, or simply taking a few minutes to prioritize your tasks. This self-awareness helps you avoid reacting impulsively and instead choose a response that benefits both you and those around you. So, remember these powerful takeaways. Recognizing your triggers, listening to your body, journaling your thoughts, asking yourself meaningful questions, and embracing solitude, they're all key ingredients for building a stronger sense of self-awareness. This isn't about becoming perfect, it's about progress, taking those small steps every day to understand yourself better and live a more intentional life. Remember, you are the author of your own story. So go out there, embrace self-reflection, and start living your best life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep hacking that dopamine and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.